interest in your prayers this morning. The word of the Lord will be edifying, and that His Spirit will be here with us. I'd like to turn this morning to a parable that we spent maybe four Sundays studying some months ago, and that is the parable of the sower. We previously read out of the Gospel of Matthew, but this morning I'd like to turn to the 8th chapter of Luke. I'd like to read verses 5 through verses 8. Luke 8, verses 5 through 8. Well, maybe we'll read verse 4 with it. It said, "When much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable." So take note that there was a lot of people. He was speaking to a lot of people. A lot of people from different backgrounds. A lot of people that had a lot of things going on in their lives. Much people. A lot of distractions. A lot of other places they could be and a lot of places that they were going to go after they got done hearing from Jesus. Much people. And so he said, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. It was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked it. Other fell on good ground and sprang up, and bare fruit a hundredfold." And when he had said these things, listen to what it says. When he said these things, then it said he cried. He wanted them to get a hold of what he was getting ready to say next. He said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." If you have the capacity to hear, and the opportunity is passed by your way to internalize what has just been said, it's real important that you hear. And for whatever reason, the writer didn't just say, when he had said these things, Jesus said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." But it said that he cried. Cried out. He wanted to make sure that they got a hold of this. Well, the Lord followed this up by explaining at his disciples' request what the parable meant. And we spent at least four Sundays going through the parable, and that's not my burden this morning to go through the parable again. My burden this morning is that when he finished explaining what the parable meant, he said something else that he desired that we would get a hold of. He wanted our attention to be captured by something else yet. Because he ended this discourse after having said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what's been said." Now listen what he said in verse 18. "Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have." Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Take heed how you hear. While this verse and this message has applicability to the camp meeting season, we're getting ready to, well, camp meeting season started, but we're getting ready to have our camp meeting, and there's camp meetings that follow, and I feel especially inspired today to challenge and encourage us with this message. And yet I want to say that this message is not just for camp meeting season. Take heed how you hear. It's a message for every day. In the midst of a world where there is so much to be heard, in the midst of a world where there is so much that draws our attention and captures our thoughts and rents space in our mind, sometimes long-term leases that seem to have no endpoint, the Lord wants us to take heed how we hear His Word. It's a window of opportunity that is here and it passes. And then the Lord comes down and He is merciful to us. And there's times where His Spirit is merciful to us as individuals and speaks to us, to our hearts and our private places, sometimes in our cars and at work and at home. And then in places like this where we gather together and the Word of the Lord comes forth, it's a window of opportunity that passes. And it's not there anymore. And one of these days, there will be no more opportunity to hear the Word of the Lord. When we have opportunity to respond to the Word of the Lord prior to being judged by the Lord. That makes sense? We've just been in two funerals in the last 2 weeks. Both individuals having lived a long life, but you know what? They're gone today. And it doesn't matter how long a life they lived. One was in their mid-80s, the other one was in their early 90s. You say, wow, that was a really long life. They really got to be here a long time. It's gone now. Gone. Forever. Regardless of how long they were here. It's gone now. And now what awaits is eternity. And the only thing that matters, the only thing that matters to them now is if they were able to meet God in peace. If they were able to hear the Word of the Lord in a way that caused them to respond so that they could be at peace with God when the time came that He knocked on their heart's door. That's all that's going to matter for any of us today. Regardless of how important we think things are that are in our lives today, there is one thing that matters more than anything else. And Jesus felt so strongly about it that multiple times in the Scripture He said, and in this passage it said, He cried out, if you can hear, if you're able to get a hold of what's being said, get a hold of it, because the consequences are eternal in nature. So Jesus said, take heed how you hear. Do more than just hear. See, that's what He said in the first part. The first part He said, if you have ears to hear, let them hear what's been said. But then at the very end, He took it a step further than that, and he said, now take heed how you hear. Not just did you hear, but take heed how you heard the Word. Folks, we readily take in and are consumed by and listen to happily so many things in this world. We open our ears and our hearts and our minds and our spirits and we give ourselves to take in things that we feel are so important that we have to do today. We take things happily into our mouths. We all eat happily, most of us. We happily dial in to those things that appeal to our eyes and our minds, whether it's social media or our phones or data, information, or music, things that appeal to us. We are so apt as human beings to consume it and absorb it like a sponge daily. How about the Word of God? What happens when we meet the Lord and He says, all right, Rod, now what we're going to do first here is I just want to kind of see where you're at with your love for me. Let's look at the degree of interest that you have in my Word versus the degree of interest you have in all these other things that pass away. I'm going to look at your heart. And we're going to be able to do it real quick. And we're going to look at how you respond. And then we're going to go and look at my Word and how interested you were and how you received it and where your mind was when that window of opportunity, when the blessing of my Spirit passed your way. And we're just going to get a quick look at where your heart is on what you loved more. This message is not intended to cause us just to feel guilty. This message is to me too. This message is not to try to use it as a platform to pick at certain things. I'm not saying anything that I mentioned is wrong or sin. But here's what I am saying. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, above all things, follow me. Make that your priority. And the Lord, He felt such a sense of urgency with these things that He teached in the parable of the sower, where He said, I sowed out the Word of God and some people, there were stones and there was some places that didn't take root and other people's lives, it just seemed like it fell by the wayside and other things came and stole it away and took it away and was replaced by something else that was more appealing. And Jesus said, if you have ears to hear, If you're out there and these words are coming to you, hear them because they're important. And then He said a few more things, but He had something else to say to us. He said, and take heed how you hear. It is going to take more than us just coming to church. This is not about a checklist where we can say, I go to church on Sundays. Do you go to church? Yes, I go to church. Oh, wow, that's really great. Going to church is not going to get us to heaven. Hearing the Word of the Lord is not going to get us to heaven. The Lord wants us to come where we can hear the Word of the Lord. Jesus said, take heed how you hear. What is our purpose for coming to church? Why do we come? Well, if I don't come, so-and-so is going to realize I'm not there, and they're going to wonder where I am. And if I don't come repeatedly, then they're going to think that I'm backslidden. And, well, I didn't have anything else to do this week, and I really, the social part of it is really nice. Look, I like the social part of church, too. There's no better people to be around than God's people. And I go to camp meeting, and when we were young growing up, one of the reasons my parents took us to camp meeting was, yes, to hear the word of the Lord and also to be around good people. Nothing wrong with that. But may God help us that from our hearts, one of the reasons, the primary reason that we come into the house of the Lord is not only to be where we can say, well, yeah, I heard what the preacher said. I heard the message in the songs. I heard the prayer. But how did you hear it? In other words, where is your spirit when you come into the church? Where is your mind? How easily are we distracted? Can I just speak where we live? How quick are we to respond to the buzz on our phone during church service? When the word of the Lord is going forth, and then the little box beside us buzzes, and it, hold on, Lord, I've got something else right now. I don't want the Lord to put me on hold. How are we as thirsty for the word of the Lord? And you all, please get the essence of the message. Of course, there's always exceptions, and I'm not trying, this is not a soapbox to point to specific things. That is not the message. But I want to be as thirsty for the word of the Lord as I am thirsty for a drink of water during church. I want to be as thirsty to not interrupt or get in the way of the Holy Spirit when He has something to say to me than I am distracted by other things. When other times we give ourselves to things that we're interested in and it seems like we can't hardly peel or pull ourselves away from it because we're so taken with it. Take heed, Jesus said, how you hear. When we hear the word of the Lord coming forth, do we have a spirit of finding fault with what's being said? Are we just looking for what we can say that the preacher didn't say right so that we can somehow take all of the rest of it and set it aside and justify the part in our lives that we know or we're uncomfortable with where we are? Do we hear the word of the Lord, and as it comes out, are we just looking for those pieces and parts where we can justify our own lives? Oh, I do that. I'm good. Oh, I do that too. Oh, I wasn't caught there. I must be where I am. What is our spirit? What is our approach? Why are we here? Jesus said, why did you go out to hear John the Baptist? Reed shaking in the wind? Is that why you went out there to hear him? Did you go out there to see somebody clothed well? Got to go to king's houses to see that. Why do we come to church? Why do we pray? Why do we sing? Why do we preach the word of the Lord? We don't have anything here that appeals to the masses in the world. We don't have anything here that's going to keep people coming if they're looking to be entertained. We don't have entertainment here. And I don't have anything to offer except if I can be an empty vessel that the Lord can use. And that is said for each one of us. But he wants us to come and be an empty vessel so that he can fill it. He wants us to come and he wants us to be in the place to hear the word of the Lord where we empty ourselves out and pour out all fault finding, where we pour out distractions and we pour out all areas where we seek to justify ourselves and just pour ourselves out when we come before God the Father, because He's God. And come into His presence. Say, Lord God Almighty, would you speak to my heart? Would you help me to know what you would have me to hear? You know that it's easy. Sometimes. It's easy to come and to church and it's nice to all think of ourselves as the good soil. We read this parable. Some fell by the wayside. Well, that's not me. I'm right here in the center. And well, the fowls took that. Some fell on a rock and it sprung up, but it withered away. I'm glad I'm not withered. Some fell among thorns and the thorns sprang up and choked it. I'm not choked. Must be good ground. That's good. But if I come with an attitude that I'm good ground, I'm in need of nothing. If I don't come recognizing that there may be a place in my life where there's some stones, if I don't come recognizing that there may be something I am not seeing because I haven't allowed my eyes to be anointed by the eye salve of the Holy Spirit, and maybe there's a part of my life where thorns have choked out something God has wanted to do special for me. And if I don't come disciplined, Lord, we are coming into a place dedicated to worship, to receiving from your Spirit. And Lord, I'm going to do as best as I know how to leave everything else outside. God, help me to come in here, and if there's something I'm in need of, help me to get a hold of it. Help me not just to hear the word of the Lord, but Lord, help me to take heed how I hear. Lest we come into the presence of the Lord with the wrong spirit, with the wrong attitude. Perhaps we're here in body, but we're not here in spirit and miss the very truths that we need. And then that which we seemeth to have, the Scripture says, we lose. Folks, I guess it's natural for us as human beings sometimes to take a lot of note on how the preacher delivers the Word of God. What we like and what we don't like about the vessel. What sounded good and what didn't sound good. What we think should have been said and what we think shouldn't have been said. And what we think was delivered in the wrong spirit and what we think is delivered in the right spirit. And it can become about the person. I know, done the same thing. But I'm challenged today that I be just as concerned, that I give just as much and more attention to how I hear the word of the Lord that is preached. I want to come with the spirit of humility, recognizing that I need a lot of help. And that it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. And that I have a prayer of, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, Lord, and know my ways. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me to life. Lead me to the way everlasting. Our souls are at stake. This is for real. God is for real. The judgment is real. We've been reminded again that the end of life is real. Eternity is real. Isaiah 66 says, this is the Lord speaking, but to this man will I look. Now, it's got my attention. Hope it has yours. I want to know who it is that the Lord is going to look to with favor. Isaiah 66 and 2. But to this man will I look, even to him that is of a poor and contrite spirit. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, be merciful to me. I need so much help from you. And trembleth at my word. Trembleth. Lord, help me to recognize the righteousness and holiness of the Word of God, and that I respect it, come before it with humility. I want to delight in the law of the Lord and pray that my eyes be opened. We live in a time where submission is not readily practiced. Certainly not the spirit of submission. We live in a time where people do not want to submit to lawful authority. And I know we can have all the reasons why. Some in authority don't exercise their authority in a responsible way. I get it. But we are in a time where, as a rule, generally it's being pushed, people aren't submitting. You don't have to give in to authority. You can be the authority. And if we're not careful, we can allow that attitude to come with us into our relationship with the Lord and be slow about submitting. Be slow about submitting to the authority of the Lord and recognizing a higher power and giving far too much weight to our own way of thinking. And yet, fearfully, to neglect or to minimize the word of the Lord is to neglect and minimize God Himself. Sobering, isn't it? So, let's be challenged to prepare our hearts for the meeting that we have coming. And use the message today to apply not just to camp meeting, but to these services. To the time that you set apart to come before God. That we would come with expectation and eagerness. That we will come before the presence of the Lord having invested some of our time and energy seeking His face. That He would meet with us and bless us. Come to the service of the Lord as attentive as possible. Getting as much sleep as you can. Hard to get sleep in camp meeting, isn't it? Prioritize your activities. Just ask God to give you special strength, and maybe He can bless us so we can get by on less hours of sleep. But pray to the Lord that He help us be aware, that we receive what He has for us, that we have focus, and that we are grateful for the Spirit's visitation to us. And if we do this, this says, for whoever has, to him will be given. When we hear the word of the Lord and receive it with gladness, more will be given. More what? More desire to hear the word of the Lord. More understanding of the word of the Lord. More blessings that come from the throne of God. At the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, the Scripture says that it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at His doctrine, for He taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. And people at that time, they heard the word of the Lord come forth. And people at that time and ever since have experienced spiritual transformation as a result of hearing the word of the Lord and receiving it and giving it a place in their lives and living a life that is consistent with truth and with godliness and righteousness and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, and it has changed their lives and put them in a place that when God comes back and He calls our name, that it can be the greatest day of our lives. And that along the way we can be a light to those that are without. If we want to be touched by the power of God, we have a responsibility in how we hear. The trumpet sounds, and sometimes the trumpet sounds with encouragement. Sometimes the trumpet sounds with admonition. Sometimes the trumpet sounds with the answers to problems and life situations that you're looking for. But if we are to hear the sound, and if it is to mean something to us, we have a responsibility. It is up to us to decide how we're going to hear. So let's be challenged today that when we come and hear the word of the Lord, we are coming to hear God Himself be spoken through His words. Let's ask the Lord to help us come not only to hear, but to hear with a spirit that leads us to internalizing and experiencing spiritual transformation. Pray for me. I want to make it home safely. Amen.